361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to mazeclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Today is April 6th. Plan your epitaph day. Ah, yes. There's nothing like a holiday that reminds us we're all going to die. But don't let that ruin. Plan your epitaph day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
I'm Steve Rappaport. Wall Street soaring as the number of new coronavirus cases drops in some hotspots overseas. The Dow closing up more than 1,600 points. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 also posting gains. Meanwhile, in America's epicenter,
more people are in, but more people are coming out. 75% of those people who have now gone into the hospital system are coming out of the hospital system.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, the virus blamed for more than 10,000 deaths nationwide. Wisconsin's governor pulling the plug on tomorrow's primary election because of the coronavirus pandemic.
Despite the heroic efforts and good work of our local election officials, poll workers, and National Guard troops, there's not a sufficiently safe way to administer in-person voting tomorrow.
Democrat Tony Evers pushing back in-person voting to June 9th. Republicans plan to challenge the move in court. America is listening to Fox News.
Sometimes, when you have a problem, it helps to talk to people with the same problem.
My name is Frank, and I didn't like the Tiger King.
That's why there's Tiger King Anonymous.
The entire thing made me feel unclean.
That's because there's no one to root for in the Tiger King.
At first, I was rooting for Carol Baskin, but then, holy crap! I kind of felt bad for the guy with no legs, and then I was like, screw these people!
And there's no escape from its addictive grip.
Every social media post is about it. Even O.J. Simpson made a video. O.J. Simpson!
Tiger King Anonymous, the support group that will eventually meet once it's safe to meet in groups again.
And why isn't that guy wearing a shirt?
Well, I mean, you know, in the old it takes one to know one kind of thing, that's why O.J. Simpson put that video out, because he knows a murderer when he sees one. Right?
Oh.
One of the, so many weird stories. Not an excuse, friends. By the time I arrive here in the afternoon, I'm almost numb because there's so much to look at. And you guys have done a phenomenal job of sending me stuff. I knew about this postal worker over the weekend from a source that worked at the Blunt facility on the overnight shift and died from the coronavirus. It's always a good idea with packages or anything. Give it a spray of Lysol and let it sit for a minute before you open it. They're not sure how this individual contracted the virus, but right now, and I've heard varying stories about how long the virus can live if it's somebody touches something. Yeah, I think I was really surprised today. Today was the first full work day since the stay-at-home mandate from Frau Ivy, and there were a lot of cars on the road. There were people going places and doing things. I saw trucks out in front of John Lee Payne. Always happy to see that. And for those who are at home, and what do you want to do? Hey, one way to not only change the look of a room, make it look just like flowers changed my backyard over the weekend. Seriously, they did. New color in a room, fresh paint. It'll make it feel good. And the process of putting it on will expend some of that pent-up angst we're all feeling. But if you need somebody to do it, John Lee Paints can connect you with one of the best professionals in the area. So I was glad to see their trucks out in front of the store when I went by on my way to Food Outlet today. We've got some exterior work we want to do this year, so I'll be stopping by to see Charles Bubba Turner soon. What matters, and any professional will tell you, like my buddy Scott, the best result has everything to do with the paint you use. And you use cheap paint if you're buying it because you got $6 off a gallon. Well, how's it look after you apply it? Does it leave a great finish? Does it cover? Or does it dry and then you say, oh, God, I can still see the old paint showing through. That is one of the worst feelings, especially after you've masked it and done the cornering and done along the ceiling and everything else. And then you're looking at a wall that dries and it's not complete. Well, that's what cheap paint can produce. Richards Paint for Interiors. Our buddy Eddie Bader will tell you. With the, he's in the business of showing homes. And it makes a big difference when he has a home that looks like it was just painted. Mine does, except it was just painted 7 years ago. And it still looks that good. For exterior, John Lee has their own new brand called Solar Proof. And it's designed. It has a lot to do with the viscosity of the paint. It just doesn't allow mildew and stuff to build up. So if it gets a dirty look, you just rinse it off. On the other hand, paint that is not designed to withstand the elements of Alabama, if it's dirty, it's usually mildew, and you've got a real project on your hands. But a great result either way, indoors, outdoors. John Lee Paints, they can sell you the rollers and brushes you need, answer any questions you have. And it's all important because it's your time, and it's worth something, right? Get it right the first time. Stop by and see Charles Bubba Turner. Please tell him you heard about it. On News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. They are on Coliseum Boulevard, a short block north of Atlanta Highway on the east side of the street. Local news at 508. Brad coming up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama is entering its first full week of Governor Ivey's stay-at-home order. There are some exceptions, including performing essential activities like buying food or obtaining essential services and going to work at a business deemed essential. The order is part of the governor's effort to limit the spread of coronavirus. Andalusia police continue to investigate a drive-by shooting. It happened Friday night on Packer Avenue. Police say shots were fired into a car and home. A woman and child were inside that home at the time but were not injured. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Montgomery Fire Rescue says a man's body was recovered from a pond this morning. Montgomery police say the man was found dead in a pond in the 700 block of Charlie Brissell Place. Captain Regina Duckett says there were no signs of foul play, and it appears the man was fishing when he had a medical episode. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
I'm here with Pam. You can stop waving, Pam. We're on the radio. At WinCreekCasino.com, Pam can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help her use those rewards at any of our locations. Like right now, Pam is getting out of making dinner by receiving a comped meal. And even though you can't see it, she's really excited about the whole thing. Isn't that right, Pam? Now she's giving us a thumbs up. Be like Pam and play for free online. Find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
For the one standing guard. For the eagle-eyed, for the knights in shining armor, and for all those who support them, we are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, plus free access to specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're facing uncertain times, but Navy Federal Credit Union wants you to know we have your back, and we remain committed to serving all of our members all of the time. That means you can access and manage your accounts from our mobile app and website with no monthly service fees. Additionally, you can get in touch with our world-class member service. For 87 years, we've covered our members in good times and bad, serving active duty, veterans, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes are fast approaching for tonight. I think we're generally dry through, let's say, the late night hours. Overnight low temperature down to about 63. Chance of a shower in the wee hours of the morning. And then showers and thunderstorms become likely on Tuesday, especially by Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening, with a high tomorrow around 81. And then mid-80s on Wednesday and Thursday, with scattered showers and thunderstorms from time to time, right on through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It is 5:12. Can't go anywhere, man. Can't go anywhere, man. Sitting in this chair, man. Can't go anywhere, man. Corona's in the air, man. Can't go anywhere. Can't go to movies, breweries, parties, horse races, ball games, arcades, parades, no vacation, shopping malls, pub crawls, pool halls, gas stations, barbers, butchers, doctors, graduations, bowling, mini golf, axe throwing, roller skating, sitting here doing social isolation. Can't go anywhere, man. Can't go anywhere, man. Can't go cut my hair, man. At these four walls I stare, man. Corona's in the air, man. Can't go anywhere.
Hey, the roller coaster's open. And we can hit the pause button on that because that's kind of where we finished today. Joining us, Mr. Wright on the money, Brad.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Sir.
Yes, sir.
I've been speculating. I wait for your wisdom. That was a very pleasant surprise today to see the market, the Dow finishing up, what, 1,600 points?
Yeah, you're right. It was a really good day. I mean, obviously, I think we've all seen the headlines. You know, the number of cases are beginning to decrease. I mean, in terms of the rate over day over day change, and that's really gotten everyone's attention, not just here in the U.S. in terms of national numbers, right. But obviously the big state, you know, New York, and then you look at Italy and Spain, and they're doing the same thing. So there's a little bit of a glimmer of hope here that maybe, you know, one day is the beginning of a trend, and it could be. I mean, it really could be. I can tell you we've called an investment committee meeting for tomorrow morning to discuss this. As you know, I've highlighted this on the air the last many weeks that we're holding quite a bit of cash. There are some things we've been monitoring closely, and we may very well start to wade into this with some of that cash and take advantage as we're starting to pull out. But on the other hand, though, there's something that we all need to be careful about, and that is the fundamental change in behavior from consumers and businesses as a result of all of this. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. The second thing is the unwillingness, I think, of many corporations to want to go full bore just yet for fear of a second wave, you know.
Yeah.
So I really do think that we're probably still 2 to 3, maybe 4 weeks out before we gain any super momentum out of this. But there's no question, you know, the markets are primed and ready to go. You know, as we saw today, there were some magnificent moves by many, many companies.
No, I mean, one of the people that made an optimistic statement today was Governor Cuomo of New York. He says 3/4 of the people that have been in are now out. So
that's it.
And there's a lot of debate, too, on the casualties, because from what I've done a lot of research on this specific topic this afternoon, but it's appearing that almost anybody that had comorbidity conditions or issues, if there's a positive test, they're blaming that because it's going to be easier to get reimbursed under this bill they passed. And that kind of leads to, you know, it's misleading. The one number that they're not really giving is the number of people who have recovered. You can't find that out in Alabama. Yet we know we've been counting for 3 weeks. It's a 2-week deal. So a lot of people have survived this. We don't get numbers on how the symptoms were they mild, severe, and that kind of stuff. But, yeah, the optimism, I had to believe it had something to do with this.
No, it clearly did.
Good.
Absolutely did. There's no question about it. I mean, a number of conference calls today that I participated in, portfolio managers all over the world looking to take advantage of this, because the simple fact is, you know, market, as I've always said, is a great discounter of information. It really is. It takes every single piece of news that we know about, and it discounts that information almost in a single minute. And it's really quite something to watch. And so, you know, when you're a portfolio manager, you don't want to be stuck on the sidelines if the market's beginning to move. You just don't. And so I think that's what we saw today. But I also think we're probably, you know, this bottoming that I've been talking about, it truly is a process. It really is a process. And you're going to see, you know, down days for sure.
Right.
But I clearly think that probably, most likely, the bottom has been put in. And I think we're still a little ways off from getting back to those highs. I do think we're going to be range bound. But there are some secular themes that are beginning to develop, because you have to remember, we now have close to $6 trillion, which is more than the financial crisis, in new money that's been created as a result of this horrible virus. You don't do that without severe consequences down the road. You just don't. And so we're going to have to deal with that. And I'm talking about massive, you know, if you remember back during the credit crisis, we talked about, I remember shouting to everyone, this is going to be the greatest reflation trade the world has ever seen with that much new money. And what I meant was, is that when you're pricing assets in dollars and the supply of that money goes up, the value of that asset has to go up, because it hasn't really changed intrinsically. It's just when it's priced in that particular currency, supply of that currency goes up, the price of that asset has to go up just to reach equilibrium. And that's what I'm suggesting here. The cost of capital for real estate, the cost of capital for raw materials, you think about everything, whether it's lumber, metals, mining, minerals, all those types of things are priced in dollars. And with this much money out there, you're going to see, once we get through this, a massive reflation trade begin to take place. And that's why I think we think about the Dow, we think about the S&P, but I do think this is kind of, as they say, a stock picker's market or a sector picker's market. There are secular themes that we cannot ignore, and that's what we're looking at now, and the things we'll be talking about in our committee meeting tomorrow.
Well, I hope we have a couple of more days like this, because I'm just doing math off the top of my head, knowing where the highs were and where the lows were and where the Dow finished today. It appears that about 20 to 30% of those initial losses were recovered today with the 1,600-point job. I mean, I'm just doing basic math. You're telling me why, and that's what we need to hear. I'm just doing the math.
No, I hear you. You know, one day when you have time, you come by here, man, you would love looking at and for clients of mine or anyone who's ever been in my office knows what I'm talking about, I've got a huge monitor. It's like a smart TV that sits on a stand, and I monitor literally hundreds and hundreds of indexes and stocks and various commodities and bonds and what have you, all these things that we're looking for risk or what have you. But for example, now we talk about the Dow. Well, I'm looking at a monitor of the 30 individual companies that make up the Dow, and I rank them by the day's percent change. So you can see the ones that are outperforming the Dow and the ones that are underperforming the Dow. And that's the kind of thing I'm talking about, where you can kind of look under the hood and see what is actually causing the move in the Dow today. Where's the money going? You know,
Obviously,
and it's interesting to see the trends.
On a day like this, it's great to be talking about an exceptional day like this one. So who knows tomorrow? Anything? I can't imagine it'll go up like it did today. Do you see the optimism trending now? I know we'll have days up and down, but... if you were to kind of forecast tomorrow, what do you see?
You know, I would suggest that it's going to be absolutely headline driven. If we start to see another major drop off for a second day in a row, you could see typically when the market recognizes a potential trend, you get your biggest moves in day one, then a smaller but big move in day two, and it goes like that. I think in a perfect world, let's say that in a week, by the end of the week, we're talking about everyone going back to work. The stay-at-homes are gone and all of that.
Yeah.
I think the Dow, the best case for the Dow is probably somewhere between 26 and 27,000, which may be another 20% up from here.
Mm-hmm.
But there are still so many issues, a fallout from this, whether it's the airlines or transportation companies or travel and leisure, that are really, it's going to take some time for them to come back. Shopping malls are going to have a hard time.
Yeah.
Consumer behavior really is going to change.
Yeah, I think we're going to be digesting behavior. Some of the changes in behaviors we see now are going to be permanent. I don't think social distancing is going to go away all that quickly, even when we do get a back to work. One sign, I know somebody that works for the state, they seem to be looking at May 1. For a return to normalcy. And gee, if the trend continues to look positive, there's no reason why deadlines that are out there can't be moved up. I mean, you got some states that are talking about being stay at home through June. That's insane. You can't ask that from human beings. It is not in our nature to be cooped up, you know, for months on end, not knowing where the next check's coming from. It adds a lot of stress to that. When is the stimulus money going to be in my account? And what about after that? That'll come in handy for people. But the next concern is I want to go back to work. I think that's one thing people are really missing right now. I want to go back to my routine. I want to drive to work, even if the traffic sucks. I want my life back. And the sooner
I couldn't agree more. I really do believe that. And I think that will probably happen. But I also think, and think about this for a second. Of course, you don't fly, but for the average person, how fast, once they say all clear, how many people are really going to want to go into the Atlanta airport, hang out for a couple hours, get on a plane with a plane full of people, and go fly to some resort somewhere? Not many.
I agree.
That's going to take months and months, and corporations are not going to send their executives around traveling around the country when they can use Zoom video.
Yeah.
You know, there's too much liability. There's still risk. You know, I do think there's a lot of things that are going to change. And so it's not going to be the full blown all clear that we expect. But certainly, to your point, let's just get back to our normal life. And that would be a great start.
Brent, you know, the world is different when I participated in my first video conference last Friday.
I love it.
It was kind of cool. And from the comfort and the cleanliness of my room at home, that was LaRosie smiling because she knows I'm not the neatest person.
You have new carpet.
Yeah, that was a game changer from Georgia Floors Direct. The folks that are going through this entire process, which now is in it's starting its third month, really, the folks that are weathering this storm the best are those who, long before anybody heard the term coronavirus, had set up a nest egg, something to fall back on just in case. And this is one of the biggest just in cases in my lifetime. So they're the people that, I mean, nobody wants to lose money. Nobody wants to have to use that, but it's good to know it's there should the situation arise. This man here and his incredible team of support at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management can show you how to start one of those. Because there'll be another one at some point, sooner or later, who knows. But the folks that get through these times, the best are the people that have a fallback option. 387-0094 is the number to call to get that started. 387-0094. McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brad, have a great evening, my friend.
Yep, you too, buddy. And we'll see what tomorrow holds, and we'll chat again soon.
All righty. Got something. This is, call it the silly segment. I think we'll do some George Carlin
Okay.
on saving the planet. at 526.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you're on I-85 southbound and you're planning on merging to 65 southbound at the interchange in downtown Montgomery, the ramp to 65 southbound is closed until further notice. We have an overturned 18-wheeler on the ramp blocking all lanes. It is clear on 85 southbound across to Day Street, and it's fine to go 65 northbound. Those are open. And if you're on I-65 coming from Prattville heading across the Alabama River Bridge, all lanes of 65 southbound are open there. It's just the 65 southbound ramp from 85 that's closed. Around the boulevard, we've got a lot of congestion at all of the major intersections, mostly moderate traffic everywhere this afternoon. Use caution and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Are you tired of a dead-end job? Well, you can change that all right now. Go to trenumstate.edu and enroll now. Trenum State, your new career and a brighter future just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
See, I'm not one of these people who's worried about everything. You got people like this around you. Country's full of them now. People walking around all day long, every minute of the day, worried about everything. Worried about the air, worried about the water, worried about the soil. Worried about insecticides, pesticides, food additives, carcinogens. Worried about radon gas. Worried about asbestos. Worried about saving endangered species. Let me tell you about endangered species, all right? Saving endangered species is just one more arrogant attempt by humans to control nature. It's arrogant meddling. It's what got us in trouble in the first place. Doesn't anybody understand that? Interfering with nature. Way over 90% of all the species that have ever lived on this planet, ever lived, are gone. Whee! They're extinct. We didn't kill them all. They just disappeared. That's what nature does. They disappear these days at the rate of 25 a day. And I mean regardless of our behavior. Irrespective of how we act on this planet, 25 species that were here today will be gone tomorrow. Let them go gracefully. Leave nature alone. Haven't we done enough? We're so self-important. So self-important. Everybody's gonna save something now. Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails. And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. What? Are these people kidding me? Save the planet? We don't even know how to take care of ourselves yet. We haven't learned how to care for one another. We're going to save the planet? I'm getting tired of that. I'm tired of Earth Day. I'm tired of these self-righteous environmentalists, these white bourgeois liberals who think the only thing wrong with this country is there aren't enough bicycle paths. People trying to make the world safe for their Volvos. Besides, environmentalists don't give a about the planet. They don't care about the planet. Not in the abstract, they don't. Not in the abstract, they don't. You know what they're interested in? A clean place to live. Their own habitat. They're worried that someday in the future they might be personally inconvenienced. Narrow, unenlightened self-interest doesn't impress me. Besides, there is nothing wrong with the planet. Nothing wrong with the planet. The planet is fine. The people are different. The planet is fine.
compared to the people, the planet is doing great. It's been here 4.5 billion years. Do you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000, maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages. And we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. Pack your folks. We're going away.
Which leads us to...
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Did you know that every state that got swept up in the Save the Planet, so it connects perfectly to this Carlin piece, has now restored the use of plastic bags for grocery shopping. Disposable plastic bags.
I heard that.
Yeah. All of them. I didn't notice any change in the planet's atmosphere or behavior while they were not in use in California and Massachusetts and other places. What they've learned is they're far more sanitary since they are unused and produced en masse so that they're stuck to each other. Now that we're more concerned about getting the coronavirus or any kind of germ, they're making a comeback. And now the big issue for manufacturers is keeping up with demand. They want them in California and they want them in Massachusetts and other states that had banned them in the great liberal notion that somehow that was going to move the sun a few inches further away and put an end to global warming. And I don't think you're going to see that change. What have we become aware of? Hygiene, germs, and transmission. But you heard it here first. I believe it was about 2 or 3 years ago. I know Rich was with us, so it couldn't have been too long ago. There was a study that came out and said the germiest thing that you can take into a grocery store is a reusable bag unless it's been washed. And they don't hold up too well in the washing machine. So be green and have your own. Yeah, what you're doing is dragging a lot of germs around unless you wash it every single time you use it, keeping in mind that you're putting things into it that have also been touched by multiple people. So I find that one of many, many interesting and permanent changes coming out of this whole corona situation.
I try not to think about things like that because I would stay away from the grocery stores.
We can't go through life like that. Yeah. You know, there's a term for that. And again, I wonder if this will be part of the upcoming mental health pandemics. It's called agoraphobia. People who are afraid to leave their house. You got Howie Mandel running around in a hazmat suit. You can't live life like that. Maybe he can. Maybe that makes him feel better. But if you stop to think, just expanding to a bigger picture, all the things, and I've tried a lot of them, all the things that could kill you.
Yeah.
And it, without even knowing it, I'm not talking about getting hit by lightning and stuff. There are so many screwy ways that you can, quote, buy the farm. And if you dwelt on it, you would never leave your home. And I think what this coronavirus has done, plus the way our irresponsible mainstream media has portrayed it to the public, they've got people tremoring inside their places. They're afraid to even go out and get food when they can. On the other hand, I also think we'll see people being a lot more judicious when they're shopping and stuff like that. But I think the era of the reusable bag has come to an end, one of many things as a result of the coronavirus. A week from today, we will electrify you. We're going to do a rare interview with a book author. Everything that you thought you knew about the Lincoln assassination might be all wrong. Debunking 155 years of myths surrounding one of the most well-known events in U.S. history. What time is that interview?
3:30. Yes.
On Monday. Okay, so there's something we already have, some non-coronavirus programming booked into our schedule.
Yay!
Yeah. So we can get off of this morbid corona situation and into presidential assassinations.
Yes, and conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Did you hear that story this morning about the monkeys?
Yes.
That are chain smoking?
Yes, poor monkeys.
What we're doing. And would you like to watch a video on how to turn a jock strap into a face mask?
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
Really?
Yeah, an actor named Emerson Collins has figured out how to make a face mask out of a jock. And there's a three-step tutorial online. Again, situations like this inspire a whole new level of creativity. If you have any need for electric work in your home, whether it's an installation, repair, if you live in a home that's 20 years or older and you haven't had your wiring checked, Mr. Electric will do that for you. What you'll love about them is everybody that works as part of the team at Mr. Electric is a certified master electrician. When they make an appointment with you, it's at your convenience, not theirs. So if 3 o'clock works, that's when your doorbell's going to ring. They will assess the work that needs to be done that you've inquired about. They'll give you an upfront price, and that's what you'll pay. We have now used them 3 times, and they do phenomenal work. It's great to know it's being done right and that they've checked out things like our fuse box and other locations just to make sure that everything was a good working order. That's what Mr. Electric can do. So you don't have to think about who to call when you have a need. And by the way, if they do an installation or a repair, they clean everything up. And, of course, they're totally COVID compliant. So you have no concerns about sanitization and all that. Mr. Electric is on board with all of those rules that we're following these days. Good people, too. I mean, really, really nice. You'll feel like you've got the best in the, well, you do. You will have the best in the business in your home. 245-1566 or look up MrElectricOfMontgomery.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick.
It is amazing.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you're passing through Montgomery on I-65 southbound, you have open travel on 65 southbound. However, if you're on 85 southbound, merging to 65 southbound at the interchange downtown, you can't do it. The ramp is blocked by an overturned 18-wheeler. They haven't got it up on its wheels yet. It's been a problem for a couple of hours now and is going to stretch into a lengthy problem. If you're on 85 southbound, our best recommendation is to take an alternate route around the interchange. You can travel over Day Street. You can go 65 northbound and turn around and get on 65 southbound, but 85 to 65 southbound is a no-go this afternoon. Around the boulevard right now, we've got a little congestion at the major intersections. Overall, the city, we've got light to moderate traffic. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated all the way to the house this afternoon. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck?
You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands, so don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
And P.S. still offering 50% off the Works, their basic service package for all of our first responders. Everybody from police, fire, to our grocery store workers, everybody that's been on the front line with this coronavirus battle. 50% off the Works at all three Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto location, and Don and the teams at all three, thank you for your hard work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama is entering its first full week of Governor Ivey's stay-at-home order. There are some exceptions, including performing essential activities like buying food or obtaining essential services, and going to work at a business deemed essential. The order is part of the governor's effort to limit the spread of coronavirus. Montgomery Fire Rescue says a man's body was recovered from a pond this morning. Montgomery police say the man was found dead in a pond in the 700 block of Charlie Brissell Place. Captain Regina Duckett says there were no signs of foul play, and it appears the man was fishing when he had a medical episode. Andalusia police continue to investigate a drive-by shooting. It happened Friday night on Packer Avenue. Police say shots were fired into a car and home. A woman and child were inside that home at the time, but were not injured. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes are fast approaching for tonight. I think we're generally dry through, let's say, the late night hours. Overnight low temperature down to about 63. Chance of a shower in the wee hours of the morning. And then showers and thunderstorms become likely on Tuesday, especially by Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening, with a high tomorrow around 81. And then mid-80s on Wednesday and Thursday, with scattered showers and thunderstorms from time to time, right on through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Put on some good protection. Ooh, I ran out.
way, Vermont just put out an edict. Here we go. With government running the business for you, they've told Target and all the big box stores to block any aisles that have items that are non-essential. So that means you can't, I'm looking at the pictures here, look at all that Target tape. They picked a Target store. So if you need, like it looks to me like they blocked off the school supplies, you can't go there because nobody's going to school. Alexi Gambler's on the phone.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, man.
Hey, man, if you ain't got no pants, that makes pants essential, don't it?
Absolutely.
I would think that's what the police would tell you.
I don't know how they determine what's essential and non-essential. Depends on where you're at. Hey, I've lost count how many times this has happened. But aren't you glad you're not a truck driver that took that curve and tilted the truck over?
Oh, man. Yeah.
I would just climb out. Act like I don't know what's going on. I'd just walk off and hitchhike. I'd just be done. I didn't want to be a truck driver anyway today.
Yeah.
Now, if it's full of toilet paper and hand sanitizer, it'll be quick to unload. A lot of people help you with that. But, yeah, that is a mess. That is a bad curve there. And the drivers know about it. But, you know, and I'm glad that Skipper is telling.
By the way, you know, our ramps were designed like 50 years ago in the old Cloverleaf days. They don't take into account, they didn't anticipate things like SUVs or heavier vehicles. And of course the trucks who have to navigate those not only steep turns, but steep inclines as well as you're coming down to 65 from that ramp.
I got a little sports car. It's scary. And you see all along that curve, you've been through there, and you see all the scrape marks and the black tire marks. It looks like it's a NASCAR track.
It does. You're right. You're exactly right.
But anybody, and I'm glad Skipper's telling everybody, if you know, when you come up on that, if you can, just head north, take the north exit, and then turn around at the next exit, and then you'll be clear. But, man, that is a mess. But I hate it for that poor truck driver, whoever he is.
I do, too.
And that's probably his first time through that turn, and it's probably his last time. But anyway, thank you very much, Greg. I appreciate your show.
Sure, thank you. Once would be enough for me on that. Mike.
Greg, how are you doing today?
I'm all right, I guess. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. Thank you guys for staying on and broadcasting, and especially appreciate your weekend shows. There's been a lot of people calling. Thanks to your advertising with us, and we really do appreciate that. We got some new things that we want to announce at Don Duncan's American Auto and Tire, just so you guys know.
Please do.
All right, well, we do have no credit check financing now. 100% no credit check, as long as you have a bank account. And that goes along with us partnering up with Joey's Towing. They're not charging you up front for towing. So if you had a roadside emergency or anything like that, you don't have to pay them up front. You just pay us when you pick your car up. You don't have to have anything but a cell phone or a way to get them to call you, or call them, rather. Uh-huh. And they bill everything to us, so it's all a one-stop thing. Our guys are using precautionary measurements on everything that they're doing. And 90 days, no interest. Even on towing, 90 days, no interest, Greg. So
that's great. You know, I love that story. I think Don told it to us last week when he called about a woman who didn't want to go outside, didn't want to have any human contact, but her car desperately needed a service. And you guys managed to arrange that by coming to her house and taking care of the car, sanitizing, and even the key when it was left under the mat, and paid by credit card.
That's correct. That's right. You have absolutely no human contact whatsoever. And we talked with Joey about this, and like I said, you can call us. We'll arrange it for you. You don't have to get out of your house. You don't have to leave the comfort of your office or your home. So if you're worried about any contagions, it's completely covered, and you don't have to see anybody. You can pay over the phone. So,
and you're still doing the half off for all our frontliners?
Half off all of our frontliners, and on top of that, we've added 10% off of all other services.
Oh, great.
And we've actually extended that, and I think you actually brought it up because you and Don had talked to grocery store workers and all of our Uber drivers, all of our waiter drivers. That's extended to them with the half off also. So remember that. We need to keep these people on the road.
Yeah, and working.
That's right.
They have become incredibly, who would have thought, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, thanks for the great work and the accommodations that you provide, and proud to have you as a sponsor.
Man, we're proud to have you as a person that is our talking head.
It's
we're
the easiest thing
blessed
to
have Greg Budell as part of our team.
Talking of you guys is the easiest part of the job, believe me. Thank you so
have
much,
Greg. Have a great
day, Greg. Thank you. You too. That's a wonderful compliment, but with every single person that is part of this show, there's nobody that advertises here that I don't do business with, that I don't have payment like Jack Ingram. I have 3 car payments a month. They just happen to be incredibly reasonable.
Yeah.
You know, when I thought about the great bathtub disaster of last year, well, I don't tell you to, you know, call Clark's and then use somebody else. I couldn't tell you with any genuineness how great they are if I'm not using them, if I'm not putting my money into the work that they do. Speaking of Clark's, we got some hot weather headed our way. This is the perfect time to keep your electric costs down and make sure your system is running efficiently. You get a Clark's Club membership now for $159. You'll get the first of your 2 annual tune-ups. They'll go through it, make sure it's breathing. That's the big lesson for me last year, a very expensive one, because I didn't know that the unit could draw in. It's got an intake. I mean, I kind of knew that. I didn't know that it could draw in enough little particles of grass to clog it up to almost 90%. And when my electric bills were soaring up, that was the principal cause. They also cleaned the interior unit as well. And the only reason I didn't call them sooner, that's on me. Once they were out there, they had it all straightened out in like an hour. It was amazing. And then they've got you back on plumbing, too, and I'll be calling them for that, because the same bathtub that had the great leak, now I have a fixture that's dribbling. It's very unsightly. I mean, I can live with it for a few days, but I'll have one of the plumbers out to fix that soon. Best heating, air conditioning, plumbing people on the planet, man. Can't do wrong with Clark's. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama, certification number 99004.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Keep your cool. Get a free Dixie cooler upon completion of your estimate. Visit calldixie.com for details.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
For the one standing guard. For the eagle-eyed. For the knights in shining armor. And for all those who support them, we are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, plus free access to specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're facing uncertain times, but Navy Federal Credit Union wants you to know we have your back, and we remain committed to serving all of our members all of the time. That means you can access and manage your accounts from our mobile app and website with no monthly service fees. Additionally, you can get in touch with our world-class member service. For 87 years, we've covered our members in good times and bad, serving active duty, veterans, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. If you're on I-85 southbound, The ramp to 65 southbound from 85 southbound is closed. You cannot merge from 85 southbound to 65 southbound. Overturned 18-wheeler, they're trying to right that vehicle now, but no go so far. So Day Street is open. 65 northbound is open. If you have to travel 65 southbound from 85, you'll need to take an alternate route through Montgomery to get over to 65. Elsewhere around the city, we've got light to moderate traffic right now. No real problems anywhere. Some congestion East South Boulevard from Baptist to Troy Highway. That's about it. We'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Jenny King, the king of clean.
Hi, this is Chance Inman, president and COO of Jenny King Gulf Coast, with some ways to protect yourself and those around you from the coronavirus. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover coughs and sneezes with your elbow. Disinfect high-touch surfaces regularly. Use non-contact methods for greeting others and avoid touching your face. Following these steps, as well as social distancing, should help all of us stay healthy. Please stay safe and keep it clean out there.
Jenny King, the king of clean.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. It seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
All right, gentlemen. I want you to repeat after me just how I do it. Ready?
It's getting in your head. You'll hear this in your dreams. Him up. Latest numbers, I've got them posted on Facebook, courtesy of our friend Andrew James at the Alabama News Network. And the number of people, 19 discharged at East with COVID-19, 14 discharged, 6 at South, 1 in Prattville. The numbers are encouraging. We did have the one loss, the postal worker that passed away. And we will rejoin you again tomorrow morning with a fresh take on all of this insanity.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was very good.
And this
goofy
song.
We're gonna do the whole thing one more time.
Oh, my goodness.
Follow my steps.